Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I'm Jeff Phelps, Stan Menigan in for Andy today. Just had Travis Hafner with us. And early on, Travis was talking about the Guardians, and he mentioned some dudes in that rotation who are getting some things going, Dano. And I'm really inclined to agree. I watched Luis Ortiz the other day look like a guy who makes you think, yeah, they knew what they were doing when they went out and targeted this guy. They didn't just get him by accident.
Everything that guy throws moves. It's nuts. It darts, it dives, it's every adjective you can think of.
Didn't just get him by accident, did they? Then nope. Yesterday, Slade Ciccone goes out, throws 7 innings, no runs, 6 hits, threw only 79 pitches. 53 for strikes. Now, I'll forever wonder why the heck they thought they should trade Josh Naylor. But you get Slade Ciccone, looks like another guy that they definitely targeted, definitely brought in, and definitely think they can help become a better major league pitcher.
They're so good at that.
They really are.
So good. Hey, come on in here. Okay, try this, try this. Let's have you throw this pitch more, this pitch less. And learn this. Oh, okay. Now all of a sudden you're awesome.
When I was with Daryl on our show last Thursday, I went over the rotation and talking about some things because I was starting to see some things I really like. And I mentioned then all 5 guys in the rotation right now, Ciccone, Ortiz, Bybee, Williams, Allen, all 25 or 26 years old. These guys are not very old. And then just watching what they did in Sacramento made me think, wait a minute, you know, following up San Francisco and then Sacramento. This is the last time through the rotation for these guys, okay? So the last start for each guy in the rotation, Slade Ciccone, no runs, 6 hits in 7 innings. Luis Ortiz, no runs on 2 hits with 10 Ks in 6 innings. Tanner Bibee had some issues, still went 8 innings, complete game, 5 runs on 11 hits. Gavin Williams, last time out, no runs on 2 hits, 6 innings pitched. And Logan Allen looked pretty good, 2 runs, 4 hits, 5 1/3. These guys are starting to come together, Dan. And if you can get good starting pitching, which was always a huge, huge trait for this team, you get good starting pitching on top of that bullpen, you might want to invest in a batter 3. I say 3. I'm being very wishful thinking.
Yeah.
You may want to invest in a bat.
If you're going to get great pitching, you're 100% right.
And then your bullpen is better than your rotation.
But the problem is where? And the other part of that is who? Those are the two questions. Where do you put them and who are you targeting? Because first base is a log jam. Right field is a log jam. Left field has Stephen Kwan. Third base has Jose Ramirez. I assume you don't want to move those two. So that means you're looking at catcher, which if you're going to pay for a catcher, you're going to pay in massive prospects because catchers who hit are so rare and few and far between at this point that it's ridiculous. You're just better off kind of with Bo Naylor. So I would scratch catcher off the list. I don't think you're going to find that guy. So that would leave you at shortstop, second base, center field, right up the gut of your team. I got to do some digging to see who would be available there, but off the top of my head, it's a short list. Outside of maybe one-year rental of Cedric Mullins, who'd come in and help you at center field,
yeah.
Who's Baltimore Orioles, I think only has one. This might be his last year of clip control, so you would be renting him. You're out of the Ryan O'Hearn sweepstakes. You've got enough first basemen. You don't need more of those.
Oh, maybe you do.
Oh?
Jim Bowden was on the morning show. And Jim's from The Athletic, and Jim's former Major League General Manager with Washington and with Cincinnati. And he brought up a thought that was somewhat interesting. Here it is.
Problem is, you just don't have the juice in the middle. You need help with Ramirez. I mean, you guys know, you miss Josh Naylor a lot, right? And I'm not opposed to bringing him back either, by the way, and making a trade. If Arizona has a bad month of July, I wouldn't be afraid to go bring him back for the rest of the year either.
Bring back Josh Naylor, says Jim Bowden. If you're, in principle, in theory on what he says, hey, that sounds like a great idea. Jim certainly knows more than I do. Knows more than you do.
Most people do.
Yeah, thanks. And, okay, I get that. But here's the thing. If you brought Josh back for a playoff push, it would bring up a couple of questions. Why'd you get rid of him in the first place? What do you do with Carlos Santana? What do you do at DH? Because you'd have to move Santana, you know, if you were going to bring back Josh Naylor. And then you have Manzardo. You've got Nolan Jones, who's hitting better, who, by the way, his career split against lefties is still better batting average-wise than it is against righties, which brings up the question, why is the guy platooning? But I don't know the answer to that. Maybe only Steven Vogt in the analytics department know the answer to that. But that was an interesting thought. Bring back Naylor. Would you even consider it? Because they got rid of him for a reason. We just don't know what that reason is. And I don't think it's just Slade Ciccone.
But clearly they saw something in Slade Ciccone that they liked and
sure.
were willing to make the trade for.
Sure,
it.
So but you don't give up 30 homers and 100 RBIs for a guy you kind of like as a pitcher.
The problem, okay. Moment of clarity.
For you?
Both of us, right now, okay? Are you high on Kyle Manzardo?
I think Kyle has the potential to become a good major league hitter.
Okay.
He's been a little inconsistent. His power numbers are pretty good, and his other numbers are eh.
It's kind of funky.
But I kind of like him.
It's kind of funky how he went from a...
Well, he was hitting bombs early.
Well, right, but more like when he was in AAA, he was kind of a doubles guy, made a lot of contact, and mm-hmm. then people were comparing to John Olerud, who everybody remembers for the fact that he was a contact-hitting first baseman who wore a helmet on the field, right? Mostly the helmet. That's what everybody will remember him for more than
the hitter. Which he had to because of a
right
previous...
Sadly, head injury.
I won't call it an aneurysm. I don't think that was it, but he had an issue.
But he came to the major league level and is not hitting for average a whole lot anymore. Now, he was hitting bombs earlier and has cooled off. But if you believe that Kyle Manzardo is a piece of your future, then bringing in Josh Naylor makes no sense.
Unless you get rid of Carlos Santana. But Carlos can at least switch it.
Right. So Naylor would end up as your designated hitter, which then you would end up losing that DH spot if you wanted to have both of them play, which is a hiccup in itself. See, that's the problem. The guys who are available play positions that you've got too many people at to begin with. And we could even point to Andy's guy, CJ Kafis. If you want to see what that guy can do, bringing in Josh Naylor isn't going to make it that you want to see what that guy can do. You're just increasing the logjam.
But here's this. Your starting rotation, last time around, let's one start for each guy, last five starts, combined to give up 7 runs. Your starting pitchers in their last 5 games gave up 7 total runs. Daniel, you might want to put off bringing up C.J. Cephas if you could go get a guy. Jim Bowden says Josh Naylor, if July doesn't go well. You might want to put that off because you just might have the pitching to get you, A, into the playoffs, and B, once you get into the playoffs, if you have pitching, yeah, you need some offense. But pitching, I think, becomes even more important in the postseason than it is even in the regular season.
But this becomes the basketball idea again, which is like, can I put my best five guys on the floor? Can I put my best nine hitters in the field at any point? If I've got Carlos Santana, I've got Josh Naylor, I've got Kyle Manzardo, I've got the logjam over in right field of whomever you want to point to, I don't think this team could ever get their best nine hitters on the field at the same time. And that's going to be an issue if you want to succeed in the playoffs. If you go bring in a Josh Naylor, it's a fit problem. And well, you're going to stunt the growth
of another one.
Huh?
Another team with a fit problem?
You're going to stunt the growth of your kids if you bring in veterans.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's to play over them.
Yeah, but if you're going for a playoff spot, are you more concerned about stunting the growth of your kids, or you're more concerned with let's get into the playoffs and try and go deep?
If you're the Cleveland Guardians, now put yourself in their mind space, okay?
And I have a starting rotation that last time around with five starts gave up seven total runs and it turned it over to a lockdown bullpen. Go ahead.
What's more important? I'm eight and a half back. I think they might be one of the spots in the wild card too, but they're 8.5 back. I know that in the Central. Is it more important for me to make a move at the deadline than it is to continue to try to develop these kids and maybe make a run at it in 26 or 27?
You can do both.
Okay. How?
Coming up to the majors for the last 2 months of the 2026 season or 2025 season will not define the careers of C.J. Cephas or Chase DeLauder. Will it help a little bit? Maybe. Will it help to the point where you should maybe sacrifice offense for the team while these guys try and find it? Unless they think these guys are really ready to go. You know, we were kicking around an idea this morning. I forget who it was. I think it was you, me, and Jeff Thomas. And I've thrown this out before, and to me, it's starting to make even more sense. Center field has been a little bit of an issue, hasn't it?
Since Grady Sizemore.
You have a gold glove left fielder who bats leadoff. You don't think Stephen Kwan could move to center field and be at the very least one of the better defensive center fielders in Major League Baseball?
This is one of life's great questions.
I mean, he's a gold glover in left.
Jeff, I'll take average.
Okay.
There's not even average out there right now. I'll take average.
Then I would assume that he's going to be above average, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So if you had the bats, let's say Nolan Jones, okay? Just put Nolan Jones in right field and leave him alone. His splits are the same against lefties and righties. Why are we platooning that guy when he's actually showing that he's been able to hit a little bit? If Kafis is ready to go, if DeLauder's ready to go, and they play corner outfield spots, well, we only have one because Kwan's in left. No, you don't have a center fielder. So how about if you put Kwan in center field, tell Lane Thomas, Lane, we love you. You're a great dude. You got to hit or you're not going to be here. And Kafis, you're ready to go. You've been playing some right field. Great, you're in right field. Let's go. DeLauder, go play left if they're ready to go. And you're not going to put two rookies out there right now. You're just not. But how about Kwan in center? That takes care of that problem, Dan. I mean, it takes care of it. And then you've got between Rodriguez, Noel, Nolan Jones, Kafis, Lane Thomas. You got five guys that can play the corners. Find three.
It's why I would not trade for Josh Naylor, but you could talk me into Jarren Duran. You could talk me into Taylor Ward. You could talk me into Mullins, depending on the amount that's out there. You could talk me into Adolis Garcia. Like, those are the kind of guys you could talk me into.
Yeah, but can you get one of those guys?
Naylor, I'm out. I don't want Josh Naylor back. But if there's a couple other guys who are there that can really make an impact in that outfield where I actually have a hole, now you're talking.
Okay. It's interesting. What would you do, folks, if you're the Guardians? Personally, I think Stephen Kwan is your center fielder for a long time if you decide you want to pay him. I'd move him from left. Just solve that issue and then find a left fielder. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.